John Nashville. My colleague Jonathan Schanzer, Senior Vice President, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, is helping me interpret the Reuters headlines. For example, within these last hours, Israeli strikes on Gaza Strip. And then, no expectations of a swift deal for Gaza after Lebanon ceased fire. These two items on Reuters suggest there's more to this story. Hezbollah threatened to continue its rocket and drone barrage, terrifying the north of Israel, until ceasefire held in Gaza. That is not the case. So what is the case in Gaza? Last time I checked on this, Jonathan, there was fighting in the north of Gaza. Hamas one more time popping up, taking a weapon, firing at Israeli troops. I believe I saw several KIA over these last days. What is the status of the offensive in Gaza to our knowledge?
The status is the status quo, unfortunately. I think that while we're going to see calm in Lebanon, and I, by the way, I believe fully that when the Trump administration comes in, the Shiite militias in Iraq and Syria are likely to go quiet. It's unclear to me about what happens in the Houthis in Yemen or Iran itself. But I think what we can say with some certainty is that Hamas is not interested in a long-term deal. I think that it's very likely that we'll see a continued insurgency, a low-level insurgency sustained. And that could go on for weeks, months, years. We have seen at least one call from someone within Hamas. It's unclear exactly, you know, the seniority of the person in question. It was an anonymous figure that came out saying that now Hamas is truly prepared to have a discussion about a ceasefire. You know, I think there may be an understanding within the ranks of Hamas that with Hezbollah now stepping away, there's really not much of a chance for the wider war that Hamas had hoped for, that Yahya Sinwar had hoped for when he launched this back on October 7th. His vision was that Hezbollah would get into the mix, that Iran would get into the mix, and it would be a full-blown invasion from seven fronts against Israel, that it would be chaos, that would be uncontrollable. That seems to have been ruled out. So there is a possibility that Hamas is willing to discuss a ceasefire, to discuss an end of conflict, but that would mean full capitulation. That would mean waving of the white flag. It would mean surrender. And I don't think that that is very likely right now. So my guess is that this continues, this low-level conflict continues in Gaza for quite some time. And by the way, you're hearing from some in Israel that this may not be the worst thing in the world, because what they don't want is a reconstituting of anything in Gaza that would resemble an organized structure that would be wielded against Israel in the future. So the Israelis may be, even though we will not see the return of hostages unless they are recovered through operations, we may see the Israelis keep Gaza in a state of limbo for a time until some organic and pragmatic leadership emerges, or until Hamas is rendered fully defeated, which is a difficult thing to imagine at this point, even though it has been reduced to a shell of itself compared to October 7th of last year.
A detail, there are Hamas VIPs, we're told, have transferred their residence from Doha to Istanbul. Are they targets, Jonathan?
Well, I think it's an interesting question. If the Israelis did target them in Istanbul, I could imagine the Turks coming out and invoking Article 5, saying that an act of war was carried out on their soil. This is probably the last resort they have. And there's also this very interesting question of whether anyone within NATO would respond to such a call. I think the Israelis are watching these people very carefully. I think they would much rather see them in a place like Malaysia or Algeria, where there'd be greater freedom of action for the Mossad to wield that long arm of justice that they have in the past. But I do think that these men are endangered species, those that have moved to Turkey. If they travel abroad, I suspect they will not come back. Whether they are targeted in Turkey is a fascinating question that I suspect we'll find out once the Trump administration comes in. If Turkey is forced, if Hamas is forced out of Turkey, that's one sign. If they remain there, the Israelis may decide to take action on their own.
The brain of the octopus. We go to Tehran. Tehran reserves the right, writes Reuters, to react to Israeli airstrikes on Iran, but also bears in mind other developments in the region. This is the Iranian foreign minister, Mr. Passive Aggressive. What is the status of the Iran-Israel contest after exchanging attacks? Is Iran considered still a scale of threat? Hezbollah was always said to be its insurance policy. That means it's now operating without insurance.
Yeah, it's operating without insurance. And on top of that, it's operating without air defenses, which the Israelis destroyed on October 27th, a month ago. They are operating without the capabilities to reconstitute the production facilities of their ballistic missiles, which means that the total number of ballistic missiles in their arsenal is now finite and susceptible to additional Israeli strikes. The big question, John, is A, how long it takes for them to reconstitute their ballistic missile and their air defenses. That may be weeks or months away, and I think that's good news for Israel. It's going to take quite a long time for Hezbollah to be reconstituted, so that renders them weak as well. The concern that we have is, of course, that Iran is a threshold nuclear state. This is a country that if it decides, if the leadership decides, they could make a dash for a bomb. This is what makes everyone very nervous right now. We've got, less than 2 months until an incoming Trump administration where they know that they're going to be hit with maximum pressure sanctions. They're going to be hit with diplomatic isolation. They're going to be cajoled and coerced into giving up certain capabilities, including possibly nuclear ones. So the question really right now from Israel's perspective, and I suspect from the Biden administration's perspective too, is are they going to do the unthinkable here? And if they do, what is the response of Biden? What is the response of Israel or some of the other countries that have warned against such a move? But it is, of course, a dangerous moment here in this lame duck period.
Jonathan Shanzer, Senior Vice President, Research Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.